could have a PowerPoint. So I'll just, I was asking God maybe 3 weeks ago what was on his heart for us today and what he wanted me to communicate. And actually, that was a bit of a different question that I normally ask. I just usually ask him, what shall I speak about? What topic should we do? But this time it was what was on his heart for us and what he wanted me to communicate. And what's happening? And I felt that he wanted to convey his delight in us, who we are, who we're becoming, the changes he sees in us, and the successful steps we've taken. And he wants to convey his delight in us this morning. He delights in us. And what he did was, I was driving up to Darlington actually, and he just showed me person after person in our fellowship and just some amazing things that they're doing, the ones that are really just hanging on in faith, people that have taken steps of faith, the ones that are just standing, and sacrificial love that was being poured out towards family members, extended family members. There are lots of grandparents here pouring their love and time and energy into their grandchildren. And people serving their friends as well. And I just got a little glimpse of his delight in steps people were taking forward in that way. And just the sense of his joy when we take steps forward. And if just like a child, we get a parent gets really excited about first faltering steps. And then a bit further down the line, all the achievements that our kids make, eventually they run and they excel at things. And they learn to run fast and win races. And just that sense of him being there every step of our way, cheering us on. And really wanted to focus on this picture of us being dearly loved children with his father with us and totally for us. There's an amazing verse in 1 John 3, and it says, "See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are." I love it. "And that is what we are." Turn to somebody around you and say, "That is what you are." You're children of God. Focus. And say, "He delights in you." It's good to speak it out. "He delights in you." So, thinking about this child-parent relationship, we can think about what parents do on earth. We usually do the best we can, don't we, for our children. We give support, encouragement, we pour loads of resources into our kids and time. We go without things. We create opportunities for kids to grow and flourish. And as children, we've had this done to us as well. It's not just about needs being fulfilled. It's about a longing to see potential released as well, isn't it? And just from here, this slide, just to get the idea that God the Father is an infinitely better parent than any of us or any of our parents have been. No matter what our earthly father was like, we do have a perfect heavenly parent. We're his children. And again, that is who we are. Our amazing heavenly father has infinite resources he wants to give us. He's completely for us. Wants our well-being, our success, and he'll stop at nothing to see us come into all he wants. And with him, there is no condemnation. So if we have any thoughts of must do better, not doing good enough, they really need to go. And he wants us to enter the kingdom of heaven and all that that means. And he expects us to come and be as children and like a child. And it says in Matthew, unless you turn, and sometimes it says change, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. So that's what we're focusing on just now, having a childlike attitude or spirit. So questions to ask just right now. Do I have a childlike attitude? And did I? I have lost it. And has it been corrupted in any way? And if so, by what? There's a word in there saying, unless you become like little children. And maybe unless we become like little children, we won't enter and see the kingdom of heaven, perhaps in some measure. So as a father, God has expectations for us, plans for us. He's cheering us on, wants to take a step at a time with him. And he does desire that we do grow. He's got a destiny and an inheritance for us. And he wants us to come into these. And perhaps the way we do this is to live with a childlike attitude. I've got a visual aid there. So I wonder if we can just speak up a bit now. What sort of things, what words come to mind about childlikeness? What, throw some words out. Not childish, but childlike, positive words. What are children like?
Free.
Free, good. Trust. Sorry? Trust, trusting.
Expectant.
Expectant, yeah, expecting.
Innocent,
that's good. Uncomplicated, brilliant. I put a few up here. I thought of adventurous as well. And I also thought after I made the slide about, they don't hold grudges, do they? When you have a child, they get over fights really quickly, don't they? And they move on. And sometimes as parents, you can be getting really upset on behalf of your children about to deck somebody else's mother. And by the time you see them, it's all fizzled out, hasn't it? So which of these, have we got plenty of these? And which of these did you have and maybe lost some of these? Just have a think. I wonder what sort of things might creep in to dampen or in place of these type of qualities of a child. Any suggestions?
Broken trust,
yeah. Fear. Doubt. Fab.
Control.
Yeah. Apathy. Great. So these are the things I thought of. There's probably loads, but the things in red are the things that might have crept in. And we know that the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Which of those white or the good qualities has he stolen from us? What's he put in place instead? Have we learned stuff from the world? Has life ground us down or have trusts been broken, as Richard said? Parental failures might have taken things from us. So I'm just going to put this up and just have a moment or a minute even to think about what have we lost. Just ask God just for a minute or two to show you what you might have lost. And we'll pray about some of those things in a little while. So what we're doing is thinking about recovering a way of being that truly reflects Jesus as he is with his Father. And part of that is seeing ourselves as a much loved child connected to the Father through simplicity. Now, let's just focus on some of these things that a child is. And in the passage, the context of the passage that we've just read is that the disciples were jostling for position. Who's the greatest? So Jesus comes against this and says, unless you become like a little child, and so on. And I don't really think he's saying that children are humble, are they? If you think about little children, they do jostle for position. So it's not saying that children are humble. Maybe they do take a low position in relation to their parents, but in society they were actually put in a low position. And I think this is one of the things Jesus is saying here, the Bible's saying, that we need to, in order to enter the kingdom of heaven, is take a low position, like a child. What do we actually really want to do in our hearts as we grow up and as we are now? We tend to try and take a high position to put ourselves over or above others. That's part of our flesh or human nature. We sometimes want to demonstrate superior knowledge or more sophisticated language than the people we're with, or beat somebody in terms of the experiences we've had in conversations, that sort of thing. So we want to be first and we want to be best sometimes. But taking a low position, what's that about? It's about putting ourselves last, taking the lowest place. And there are different verses in the Bible that talk about that, aren't there? It's about being teachable and maybe even learning from kids like we just did this morning. We're quite happy to learn our computing skills from kids, aren't we? Who here asks about stuff to their grandchildren or children or whatever? But maybe in a wider sphere in church, it's great to do that as well. Other things, taking a low position is about engaging with people not like us. And it can be about not defending our rights, but laying them down. It might be about asking the question when we're with people, what can I learn about this person? The Bible says, consider everyone better than yourself. It might be about asking what treasure's in this person instead of what can I give or teach them. We might have the mindset, I must have my own way, but we can lay that down and choose to say, I'll do as you say. It may be a case of submitting to another person, or letting somebody else have their own way instead of asserting our will over them. So a lot of people would say that having a low position or taking this low position is the essence of this passage. And yes, it's really, really important. But I think it's a bit more than that. It's about being humble, but it's also about embracing other childlike attributes, the ones that we were all talking about. And one I just wanted to focus on was simplicity. With a childlike spirit, we can see God and live in faith-filled simplicity. And maybe this is one thing that all of us tend to lose, this simplicity. We know what God says in the Bible. We know lots of verses, but things just creep in and divert us. It's like when Eve was in the garden and the serpent said, did God really say? So things like doubt and cynicism tend to creep in and steal our childlike faith, don't they? Cynicism, I've tried that before, it didn't work. You can think of lots of cynical statements that you hear, and it's good to be able to identify them for what they are. And then don't we all overcomplicate things? Practically, Are our lives too complicated? Do we need to simplify them? But also in things like prayer and healing. We've just heard about Megan's simple prayers of faith. I don't know how many books I've got on prayer, literally hundreds. And but I think I need to simplify my life and just find out what God is saying about something. He says it clearly in the Bible sometimes. Other times it's about listening. Find out what he's saying about it and praying it in faith. And the same with healing. Got lots of books on healing. But there are some simple statements in the Gospels. They will lay hands on on the sick and they will get well. Things like that. That's simple, isn't it? So maybe we need to think about simplifying these areas of ministry of our lives, prayer, healing, whatever else. Can we get to a place where we can say, God says it, I believe it, and that's settled? Some of the things we could do that are simple, simply ask, simply receive, simply seek. It says in Matthew 7, ask and it'll be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Is this something we simply do every day? Simply ask for what we need? Do we spend time in simply receiving? That requires an active act, if you like, rather than passively. Simply trust. We think we know best, but if we trust in it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Put your hand in his, simply trust and obey. And simply follow. Sometimes we want to have the whole picture, don't we, before we risk. But we are meant to keep in step with the Spirit day by day. I think one of the key things is simply receiving his love. It's exceedingly and abundantly more powerful than we think. It's broad enough to cover everything. It's long enough to last forever. And it's high enough to reach heaven. And deep enough to touch us and any situation, any person that we can think of. And when we receive it, we can love God back and we can love others. Then the second thing, I put the word eager, but there are lots of words beginning with E, eagerness, enthusiasm, excitement. And is that another aspect of childlikeness that we can grasp hold of? Children have an eagerness or expectation. Do we have a sense of excitement when we wake up in the morning, a sense of anticipation or adventure? Or to what extent have we settled and become a bit hard or closed? Are we able to fill any situation or place with our enthusiasm and anticipation, or do we tend to dampen it? It's just so potentially exciting to walk with the Holy Spirit every day with that childlike enthusiasm. One thing I've learnt to do is just ask lots of questions of the Holy Spirit, like a child. What do you want us to do today? Where are we going? What do you want to do with the people I'm with? I can't see what you want to do in this situation. Will you show me what you want to do? I'm feeling sad, but I know you're there, and I want you to show me who you are in that situation of sadness or distress or whatever. You can get over the situation and ask God what he's doing, and that makes it exciting. And then the third thing, I wasn't sure which words to use, perhaps lacking in self-consciousness. I wonder what childlike things have you stopped doing because you're an adult? And you would really quite like to do them. One thing for me is I suddenly get the urge to want to run. Maybe when I'm outside and, you think twice, don't you? I'd really like to run along the road and just feel free, but you feel a bit awkward. Anybody else got any things that they can think of? My other ones, climbing trees. I love climbing trees, but it's not something you do if there are any other adults watching, is it? Or flying kites. And the other thing is, sometimes I come into church on a Sunday morning and I feel really joyful and I'm dancing about, like twirling around the room. Can you imagine that? But as soon as anybody comes, what do? I feel too self-conscious. But I guess that sometimes when we do things in a childlike way, it can actually release joy and things from heaven into a situation. So maybe I should twirl around the room, and others have got other things they'd like to do, and feel free to express their childlike joy with the Father. So childlike love is joyful, extravagant, expressive, wholehearted. And God's love, this is about God's love, but we can love him back the same way. This is a song that I really like at the moment from Bethel, and I just like some of those words that words that help us to express love. We love because he first loved us. And then he's looking for growth. I was saying about him being our parent and all for us, but he does actually want some growth. We want our children to grow, don't we? And he wants us to grow. And I think he wants us to be eager to grow into Christ-likeness. Are we moving intentionally down this path of growth? Are we thinking about growth in our daily lives? Growth does happen because Christ is in us and he's transforming us. But there is a sense we can participate in our own growth. Every day, every hour, every minute, he's there. And in everything, he's waiting there to give us the stuff we need, to guide us, teach us, help us. And we can grow as we overcome. We do have trials. And the more we can see these as opportunities, the more growth will happen. And we can resolve not to stay as we are, but to change, like that first verse said. Every situation, he's wanting to give us things from heaven. Every bad or difficult situation, he's allowed in his sovereignty, so we can receive from him, and it is an opportunity to grow. Maybe it's about how we see things. Change is needed. The word used for repentance is change of mind. And if we can get into our heads that God wants to outrageously give in every situation, that's a good change in mindset that I personally have experienced. And then just to emphasize, we're meant to be childlike but not childish. We are meant to grow up. Exercising our faith brings us into maturity. We can choose what God says over what we feel or what anybody else says. And that's a verse. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways. And these are just some of the childish ways that I thought of. What does he want us to give up? A lot of childish things about putting me first, and maturity is about going beyond selfishness. So just thinking about those, or maybe others, what do we need to get rid of? And that verse from Hebrews, let us throw off everything that hinders. What are some of these childish ways that we can throw off? And part of our growth is choosing to step along with him and step into all he has and cooperate with him. And we can choose these fruits of the Spirit. We can grow in them. We can choose to put them on. When we're consistently making right choices to love rather than hate, to be joyful rather than depressed and so on, it grows us in maturity. And in every situation, there is space for that fruit to come. Now, just the last point. There have been suggestions that this year is a time of acceleration, and prophetic words have been brought, and the fact that we can move faster with God. He wants to grow things, he wants to give us things, he wants to accelerate our walk with him. And I just want us to finish with this thought. Is this a time for accelerated growth? Prophetic people are saying this. Can we grasp hold of it? Can we grasp hold of it? Are there significant steps that we need to take? Risks, maybe? Things to let go of? Just let love overtake and overwhelm us. Receive his joy. I've personally found that a really amazing key, just receiving his joy, and it's really helped me overcome in lots of situations. Let's get into the good intentions of God. What if he just wants us to accelerate us in this season? Let's make sure we're holding his hand and recognise these daily opportunities for growth. There's so many each day. Just getting hold of these opportunities will cause accelerated growth. So let's pray to close. Father God, I just thank you so much that you are our Heavenly Father. I thank you for all that means. I thank you that your intentions towards us are good. I thank you that you're always encouraging us, always guiding us, teaching us. Thank you that you've got amazing plans for us and you want us to walk into them. And I pray that you would just in each of us give us a childlike attitude. Where we've lost that, I pray that you just show us and give us those qualities again. I pray that we would just throw off childish things, the things that we need to just let go of. And we want to say, Lord, that we do want to move faster with you. Thank you that you can make up for lost or wasted time, that you can take us on quickly. And I pray that you just help us to recognize all of these opportunities for growth that you are presenting us with. Propel us forward and propel us forward together, Lord. Thank you. Amen.